Wow.
Wow.
The Jeff Adams Show.
Check this out.
I don't know. I'm just addicted to it.
The Jeff Adams Show.
Yeah, I've listened to him forever.
I love him.
Live from Lakeland, Florida, it's The Jeff Adams Show, starring Jeff Adams.
Honestly, I'd rather listen to my computer's exhaust fan.
I'm going to be a sissy of the bunch here. I have no flippin' idea what you're talking about. You call in and you just say, I'm a hobble. A hobble-lobba. What is that? What did you say? A hobble-lobba? Is that what you just said on the show? You said I was a hobble? What is that? I've never heard that in my whole life. You know, obviously, I will always want to encourage people to dream. Never stop dreaming. I think in life sometimes we have more failures than we do success. It hurts. It stings. You're like completely collapsed. Your whole well-being falls out from the bottom of you. It shakes you up to the core. Hola. Welcome, welcome to the Jeff Adams Show. I am Jeff Adams, your host of the program. And with me today as well, we have in his house as usual. Let me see what's going on with this crazy stuff here. Bear with me. There we got Rosie in the house. How you doing, Rosie? Oh, your mic's not on. There you go. You're on now.
Now I'm on. Yes, hi, everybody. Live. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. It's one of those days. It's one of those fantastic days.
It is.
To be glorious and be happy and to overcome the rain and darkness outside again. I can't stand it.
You think it's the weather that gets you all sort of glummed up? Maybe it's the weather.
It's possible. It's very, very possible. And I want to say what's up to Dustin in the chat. What's going on? Hope you're well. It's possible that the weather can do that to me. But as always, too, you can call in at 818-927-6205 to interact with the program. Feel free to call in. I also want to get to some meat on the program here really fast. But the show is sponsored by Enlightened Audio Visual. If you're looking to have your show produced via Facebook, professional lower thirds, bring in mobile guests, Enlightened Audiovisual can do that. I mean, they do amazing, amazing work. Why? Why do I know so much? Because not only that I work there, but I work there. Does that make sense?
No. Yeah, makes sense. Awesome.
All right. So real quick, too, I want to acknowledge something that's really cool. Because sometimes when you do this stuff, you really don't know. Hey, Nathan Manners, what's going on? Or on hemorrhoids. What? What the heck is he talking about? All right. So when you do this, sometimes you really don't know, you know, if you're making a difference sometimes in people's lives. But I thought this was cool. And someone sent me an email, and I'm going to read it real quick. Okay.
So
real quick. It says, Jeff, I'm listening online on the demand feature to a show that you did on failure. Enjoying it. Hope you're doing better than the subject of the show that I'm listening to right now. I feel like you're describing most folks. I just got done with my third jaw surgery this year, and I hope finally to get this infection cleared. Yes, it's life's a challenge. Never give up hope, Jeff. You're creative and talented, and I feel like there's a radio internet opportunity for you. You're better than many of the talk show hosts I've worked with over the years. I have some ideas to be happy to share that might help. Your friend, Rich. Now, Rich, I actually met Rich. Rich was big in FM broadcasting. He was a big time engineer back in the day. So that was really encouraging that he sent that nice note. So thank you, Rich.
So nice.
Very, very nice. So what's been going on, Rosie?
Not much. Just having a great time over in the Berg. And the weather has been glorious every single day out riding that bike, doing fun things and moving and grooving.
Moving and grooving.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, you know, about the rain, but, you know, I'm just at a point where I don't know. I mean, it's just.
Are you just down today? Like, what's your mojo?
I don't know. I think.
You're going to play a sad song for you?
I think it's got to be the rain. Or maybe it's something else. I don't know. But I'm trying to figure it out because I'm looking forward to when the rain goes away here in Florida. But it's just overboard. Like, it's always, it's like you're living in Seattle, Rosie.
You know what, though? I always say, if you're blue, look to your digestive system. If you have digestive issues, you probably have the blues. If you have the blues, you probably have digestive issues.
I don't know.
Get it hand. I know it's hard. Hard to hear.
Well, give me something to clean my colon for crying out loud. It's long overdue.
You need some bugs. You need more good bugs.
For sure. So. I'm trying to get the chat back up in here. I don't know why my chat's not working here.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. Yeah. We do this every Thursday at 2:00 and we chat. We talk about current events and we have some funny segments as well. And we got a great show for you today.
Now, do you realize I was in church, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, and I was, you know, I should have been paying attention to what was being said, but, you know, my mind starts working. And have you ever noticed when, like, people cough, and it creates a chain reaction, Rosie? Have you ever noticed
it
that?
It does do that, in church especially. It's like, sort of like yawning, but I have heard of that before. It is kind of a chain reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, there was one instance where I was sitting behind the soundboard and someone goes, huh, huh, and then I started counting how many people would cough after that. And it was like,
that's so funny. It's like the 100th monkey or what is it?
It's like I was like 16 coughs out of one cough, which was fantastic.
Wow.
But what I'm getting with this today earlier, man, you know what? I mean, we talked a little bit about last week and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a good service, you know, instead of just, you know, posting Jeff Adams show stuff. I'm going to do a really good service and I'm going to post something that just challenges people a little bit. And I found this Facebook story, Rosie, about, have you heard about Michael Savage?
No.
Well, supposedly, you know, and I'll get to the story and I had to delete it because I was like, you know what? I'm just trying to do a good thing. To make people think a little bit about what's going on in our country. So Michael Savage is a, you know, big time broadcaster.
Right.
And let's see if I got a picture of him real quick. There we go. Yeah, he's a big time broadcaster. And supposedly this was trending on Facebook stories. So, you know, could be true, could not be true. But I just said, you know, let's create a dialogue here and have some an intelligent conversation. So I just posted on Facebook, Rosie. I basically said, hey, guys, this guy got pulled off the air because he said, I guess with Hillary Clinton. She was with her health issues. He started talking about her health and he got pulled off the air. And so I'm like, wow, that's crazy that someone, you know, the government or the media controls things like that. You can't speak your mind anymore. And that's all I was trying to do. I was trying to create dialogue.
Right.
And I said in the post, I said, I'm not trying to be political here. I'm not talking.
Who pulled him off the air? He got fired?
No, nah, he's on terrestrial radio. They said they pulled him off the air. Now, I put in the post, I said, hey, I am not for Trump, I am not for Hillary Clinton, but I want to get to you. I go, we as a country need to come together as one, and or someone else is going to come in here and tell us how to do it, such as the government and the news media. And, you know, through that, it just started. I'm not kidding you. The Facebook thing I did got like 16 shares because it's an interesting story. And then someone goes, quit feeding us Benarchy, you know, and they pulled up Snoke and I guess, what is it called? Snoke?
I don't know. Slope? Snopes?
Yeah. Snopes?
Snopes.
No,
yeah.
Slope.
Where you find out where something's not right?
Right.
Snopes.
Yeah, Snopes. I call it Snopes because of Star Wars. Snoke.
I don't even
Supreme
know what
Leader
Star Wars
Snoke.
Is.
And then they say, oh, quit feeding trash. But I wanted to, you know, whether it's true or not, they missed the point. I said, okay. I want you to think because you, then again, I mean, where do we get our fresh, legit news from? Because with.
There's no such thing as legit news.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They went. They had to go.
Does everybody have that clear out there in Facebook land or on the web, whatever? We all know, right, that the whole thing is like a dog and pony show. We know that, right?
I think
so. Do you know
so.
That? There's no really such thing as legit. I mean, it's all controlled. highly controlled.
It's very highly controlled. Hey, I want to say what's up to Austin Woods, Nathan Manor, Sam Gonzo in the house, and Gator. He's a broadcaster too. What's up? I didn't want to be rude, but I want to say hello to you. Yeah, but they went on a website to debunk my story that I got off Facebook. But my story was, I'm not saying this is fact or fiction here.
Yeah.
And they just basically said, hey, quit spreading lies. And I just looked at everything and it started getting out of control because they shared it. I just deleted the whole post.
So people were upset with you because you shared the post about him getting fired?
They said they started calling me conspiracy theory, Jeff. And I was like, oh, my God, I don't have time to do this. And they missed the whole point of my post. I was like, you got to just think for yourselves, people. Think about, you can't believe everything that you read on the Internet. And so someone took a story I got off Facebook, and all I was trying to get people to think like, hey, Clinton, Trump's not going to change our country. Only we can change our country. So, we got to keep the government and the news media out of what we're doing. And then it started this whole chain reaction. I said, you know what? I go, screw this. This is the reason why I don't do it. I don't know why I did it. But people want to talk about it. But I just don't have time to like filter all that bull crap. I work a job. You know what I mean?
Just like make your post and walk away. What do you mean you don't have time to do what? Just let people argue amongst themselves in the comments.
No, they were hitting me. And I was just like, forget it.
They're not hitting you. Nobody's like calling you up. Just don't look at the post.
Yeah.
Don't look at the comments.
I don't know. But, and then my other rant is this, people complain about, oh, you guys do too many commercials and stuff. You know what? Well, God bless you guys. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people don't understand how a lot of these programs work. Because, I mean, we've created a society that wants everything for free. And that we want to continue to do that here on our programming. But, with some of the stuff, I mean, I could never afford half of the stuff that's in here, Rosie, on my own. So I have great sponsors such as, Enlightened Audio Visual helps do the show. I have StreamSpot. I have Backbone Radio with our phone lines. I mean, I have a lot of great things that are kind of handed to me to do this program.
Yeah.
And I got to give them props where props due. And see, but you cut the commercials because everybody thinks they're an expert now, like how to stream.
Okay.
And it drives me nuts. Like, well, maybe you should do this. Maybe you should do that. I'm like, who are you? Do you realize? Do you do a show? And I'm trying not to be rude. I'm talking from the heart here because I can't please everybody with these things, but I got to take care of the people that take care of me, and I'm going to acknowledge them on the show. So if you want to bear with us do commercials sometimes, then leave. But I've got to give props where props due, and I could not do these shows without my sponsors. It's crucial to what we do. Now, Rosie, have you heard of Patreon or what was it called?
Patron,
yes.
Yeah.
Patreon, a tampon, Patreon.
It's patron.
Tampons. Have you heard of tampons? No? He's not.
This guy is unreal. No.
But you know what? I mean, literally, I mean, it could start. And that's another thing. I looked at that. It's like, well, maybe we should have listeners give us monthly support or something. Right, Rosie?
Now, I'm more down with like sometimes I think they're doing it in Snapchat too. You can like send cash or money or whatever. I like the whole idea of people being able to a tip jar. So I don't like the whole monthly. I don't even like to hear the word monthly, or I don't want to, be anything weird like that. But I do like a tip jar. So people could give it like $1 or $5, and or tip or 20, whatever, if they like the show and they want to tip, then they can tip.
Yeah, but I think that's why it's an interesting thing because where I'm going with this too is there's so much content out there, and if you like something, I think in the times we're living in, I mean that's what the music industry came to. I mean, artists can barely make money now being an artist, and I think it's a lot with a lot of live streamers now too because you have to go get advertisers, but with the advertisers you have to have X amount of people that view your shows. You've got to prove that the people are watching your shows, so it's a big. A big divide. So once you get sponsors, you got to take care of your sponsors. But on the flip side, this donation per month is a pretty cool idea if you can get people to actually do it.
Well, it's not a per month. Don't even think like that. That's not what it is. It's a
it's
tip
per
jar.
Month. Put your hands on the screen right now. I'm gonna bless you. I'm gonna bless you right now.
Nobody wants to think about a monthly bill, right? I mean, for God's sake, they can have Netflix for $8.99, or whatever it is now. I think it went up. But Yeah, I say if you want to put a tip jar on there and it's fun and engaging and everybody likes it and they're like, hey, yeah, I put a buck in or a couple bucks or something. It could be like there's one girl. Her name is String Story, and she does on Snapchat, and I think it's pretty much just on Snapchat that she does it. She was doing live streaming as well. And she would say it was her fried chicken fund. If you want to donate to my fried chicken fund. And it was really fun and engaging. And she does give a lot of great content. So people did donate to her fried chicken fund through Patreon or what other. There's a different tip jar out there as well that people can use. So I think that's a fun way to do it. Never get too like heavy and, you know, whatever. But we're still going to have sponsors. It doesn't, you know, even if we have a tip jar, you still have to have a sponsor for, you know, the big, huge, major equipment that you have here. So,
right. Can you guys check too and see if we lost a Facebook Live feed? I'm not sure. I mean, we're still streaming live on the website, but I don't know.
How do you not know?
I don't know. I was just trying to look and find out. But if that's the case, but, you know, let's find out what good old Matt Baxter has to say about everything. Matt Baxter, what's going on, Matt Baxter?
Oh,
how you guys doing, guys?
How you doing, man? You out of the bathroom now?
Yep.
Sounds like you're still in the bathroom.
No, I'm not in the bathroom anymore. All right, who's the famous person in our circle?
Who's the famous person in my circle? We haven't got to that yet, but you know, I'm glad you brought that up.
All right.
So, Matt, who is your famous person that you grew up with that became somewhat famous? We're going to talk about that on the show today, and Matt Baxter's actually calling in about that. So if you had someone in the circle that became famous, how would you deal with that? Would you be happy for them, or would you be kind of like jealous in a way? Matt, do you have any of those type of stories?
Well, actually, I'm kind of jealous that you have a talk show, kind of, but I love calling in all
the
time, though.
You're the one. Oh, Jeff is the famous one in your circle? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
How did I become famous, and where do I sign up to do that? I don't think that's even reality right now.
Really?
Yes, really, Matt. Come on. You think because I get on the internet makes me famous? It doesn't make me famous. It makes me have a voice, but I'm not famous.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think, Rosie? Speak light into Matt.
I don't know. I don't really know that. What's the question here? You know, what do you want to know, Matt? Matt, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So what's
so? Go ahead.
I don't really understand.
Hey,
what we're talking to.
Yeah, well, Matt, why? Who's the host here? Matt goes. So, anyways, like Matt's interviewing you now.
Well, he had to because there was dead air.
That's dead air. I'm trying to multitask
people here. People trying to figure it out.
Yeah, because I didn't know if we lost a Facebook Live. So
no,
are we on Facebook Live
yeah,
still?
Yeah, it looks fine to me.
Okay,
it's
fantastic. I couldn't tell the phone. So yeah. So,
okay.
So Matt, I need to talk to you off air if you're jealous of me for having a internet show. I mean you shouldn't hold.
I am not. What? No, you're great. You're great though.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're out of the bathroom, man. I'm glad you're out of the bathroom and you're doing well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Matt.
Oh, yeah. My friends in Asheville say hello to you and everything, and some of my relatives say hello to you and a bunch of other stuff, so.
Oh, they watch the program or listen to it?
No, I tell them about you, though, and they said, oh, that's cool, man.
Yes. Hey, man, it's a thought that counts, right? All right, man.
Yep.
All right, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it.
All right. No problem.
All right, man. That's pretty hysterical. I was like, hey, they listen to the program, whatever. No, I just tell. Well, I think that's funny.
I don't know why it's not funny to me. I mean,
why would you tell your relatives? Like, my relatives say hello to you. And I'm like, oh, they listen to the program? No, they don't listen to the program. I tell them about you. That's why I love Matt Baxter.
Guy.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical. All right, compose myself. I can't go off on a laughing tangent. Oh, that was so funny. Oh my gosh. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, back to the program, folks. Yeah, so have you ever had a situation like that? I was talking to my buddy last night on the phone, and you know, Rosie, I guess you grew up creative too, right? I mean, you got creative bones in your body and you had that these circle of people that you grew up, or even in your 20s, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking about that last night. We were talking about stories and if we could like press a button and go back to a certain time in our life.
Oh God, I wish I could.
You know what? I hate to say it, but
I would change a whole bunch of stuff. People say no regrets. Bull crap. Lots of regrets. Are you kidding?
I would
everything differently.
I would agree with you on that because I said the same thing last night. I was like, man, those were great times. We just had the circle of people that were like-minded individuals, all musicians. We kind of all, you know, gravitated towards each other. And it's like that right now too. I mean, with a lot of this live streaming production that we're doing with the Lightning and stuff, it's like all these streamers are like kind of getting together and they're patting each other on the back and giving high fives and supporting each other, which is really cool. So I'll get to my story in a minute, but did you have a story where you might have felt a little bit, really? That happened to so-and-so? Oh, did you ever have a situation like that?
I have had that. Yeah, I have.
Explain it.
I don't really want to say, but yes, there have been people in my circles because that's what I do is television and all kinds of TV, different types of TV, reporting and whatever. So somebody that I know that might have gone a little bit further than me, I'd be like, man, well, if I, you know, I've had things that I've done that have held me back, right? And so, and when, you know, this certain person gets a better interview or a little bit further or a better job or a better on-air position or whatever, then you can't help but think, dang, I need to change up my game, you know? But I think that jealousy, to me, is just you should just use it as an indicator light on your dashboard of the things that you want to add into your life.
Right.
So that's how I've always looked at it. I've never really been a jealous person, but I could sense that feeling when those particular kind of things would happen. So then I just knew I needed to work harder.
Yeah. What do you do with that? I mean, there's so many roads you could do, but I can't ever say that I didn't have an ill will. Not like, well, I wish they would like crash and burn. Well, if they were, I'll take that back. If they were, I want to say a cuss word, a penis head.
Mm-hmm. That's not a cuss word.
Well, I was gonna say the other word, but I was like,
what's the big deal?
I want to filter it a little
bit. Why are we filtering?
I don't know.
It's just
that's more stuff I gotta process in my brain. I feel like I'm on terrestrial radio and there's things I can't say, but I'm not. So I had those thoughts before, like, what a penis head. Because I've said that before because of the type of person that person was. Like, I was like, man, you know, you could like high five if it happened to the right person with the right attitude, but I'm just like, man, this is only gonna make this person worse, you know?
Right.
This little bit of thing. And I've felt that before. But then, you know, the cool thing about, you know, getting older is you still have these people in your circles that you had back in the day. And I'm very fortunate enough, I've got some friends in my life that I still talk to on a daily basis that I grew up with. And we all kind of had visions. And I'm like, man, we've had ups and downs. I was talking to my buddy last night, Rosie. And it's just great because we reflect. And you know, my buddy John has a lot of stories because he lived in Nashville. I mean, the circles that he went around, you know, went around with, it was like a lot of musical circles and all these people like took off and his group never took off, but he found his passion in the filmmaking, making music videos. And he's been doing that for the last 20 years. He kind of took his passion into something else.
Yeah.
And he's doing it at a level, but we still look at these things and go, man, how did that happen to that person?
Right.
You know? But you can call it 818-927-6205 if you got a story. I mean, I've got stories. I don't know how in depth I want to get with these stories because I don't want to, you know, piss anybody off. I know, but I, you know, coming from an entertainment background, it just, you know, I've experienced, I've seen a lot of people excel. And for me, it's very hard to process sometimes. Like I said, it depends on the person. Now, the times I said, man, it couldn't happen to a better guy or gal at that point.
Right.
So, you know, but call in 818-927-6205 is the phone lines. And we're talking about, have you ever had anybody in your circle become famous or successful? It doesn't even have to be famous. Like they grew out a company and something fantastic happened. You can call in at 818-927-6205. We got a phone call. And let's check it out. We're right here. Hey, you're on the Jeff Adams Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's John Ward.
Hey, man. I was just literally talking about you because we were talking about the famous circles. Oh, you heard. You're listening. John's my buddy.
Yeah, I was watching.
John's part of my circle. I've known for, over 20 years. We were having a conversation last night about creative stuff and how we're just kind of like trying to breeze through life and like, man, we're in our 40s now. We just haven't hit that pinnacle of like magic. I mean, we've had moments, right, John? We've been involved with cool things.
Yeah.
But, you know, these certain situations of people that we know are multimillionaires now, billionaires. And for us, we're just kind of like, man, can I have a crumb? You know? John, I don't want to put you on the spot.
Yep.
Is there any type of story you want to share? Because you have a lot more than I do. You don't have to like use names, but it could be interesting for these people to listen
to. Yeah, I don't care. When you get into, you want to get into this industry of music, acting, filmmaking, I mean, there's always a groups of the same people you hang around with because you're all trying to get to that same level. You always want to make that, you know, get that fame or that money or whatever. But I've seen so much. I mean, it started off like I remember I got to work on the movie Rudy, and that was such an honor. And I got to meet Jon Favreau, and I remember with him just talking to him, and he said something really jerk, and I was just like, "You're a jerk." You know, you'll probably never, and this might be the only movie you'll ever do.
Right.
You know, of course, he became one of the biggest directors and things in Hollywood, you know. You watch that, and I'm like, oh, man. And then you see, you know, friends of mine, you know, that we had Bible studies, and then, you know, I used to have Bible studies with the guys from Jar. Yeah, Bible studies with the guys from Jars of Clay. And then we watched Jars of Clay.
Wait, stop right there. I like how you tie that in. It's like, you know, we had Bible studies, but yet they got famous. And then all of a sudden I got really jealous and pissed off at them and go, what the hell?
Hey, man, we're all, dude, that's just our human side that we deal with, man, on a daily basis. It's, you know, like I said, we watched, you know, the Jars of Clay guys. We always had like this accountability group. We always tried to keep each other accountable so we wouldn't do stupid things.
Right.
And that's what we called it. So we're not out there doing dumb things. Well, you know, next thing, oh man, this guy's getting labeled, man, they're number one hit on the radio. I mean, mainstream and all that.
That was the flood.
Then, you know, of course,
that was a flood song, right? Rain, rain on my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I remember that.
Wake me up.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was happy, but all of a sudden, man, these guys you hunt out with, you just never see them anymore. They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
You don't see them anymore.
Well, the funny thing about that is that story about that, we were talking about this last night. Funny story. I had a record that came out in 1995, and Jars of Clay's record was coming out at the same time. But I had like this long hair, and it was very beautiful. I had very beautiful long hair.
Beautiful, that's what you call your...
Yeah,
I had very beautiful long hair.
Yes, I mean, and now I have a built-in yarmulke on the top of my head, so I wish I could come back and...
The bald spot, we can relive that. That's easy to get rid of.
But I was like, man, it was like my first GMA, which was like Gospel Music Award week. Then they give Doves, and fortunate enough, I have Dove Awards now, but that's beside the point. I didn't know, I was really green. I got signed to a record deal, and I was walking around, and I had my long hair, and people go, dude, I love the record, man. I'm like, dang, our label's on the money, man. They're supporting us. And come to find out, I'm like, dude, man, you know, how are they getting this record? It hasn't even dropped yet. And then all of a sudden, I guess Dan from Jars of Clay had the same hairdo. And someone on the radio goes, man, he goes, you're in Jars, right? Jars of Clay. And I'm like,
thought it was you.
And I'm like, no. And I was disappointed. I'm like, no one knows who I am at this point. Everybody thinks I'm in Jars of Clay. It sucked. Sucked bad.
It's funny.
So now I hate Jars of Clay. I hate them all. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, gosh. Jealousy. It's evil.
They have a boat. I don't have a boat anymore.
Oh, my God.
I'm letting it all out in the air. I don't care.
Okay.
Throw your hands in the air. No, don't do that. Hey, John, I'm going to call you. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, let me just leave with something. I just want to make sure people know, you know, I'm thankful, man, because I've got a production company, and I've had some really good success, and I've been able to make a good living, and, you know, and going back and changing things, you know, yeah, of course there's things we wish we could do, but, you know, I've got my family, and I've got, you know, and I've got a successful career. So it's like, would I go back and change things? I like to tell myself certain things, but I don't know, man. I mean, I haven't made really big
mistakes.
Oh, Jeff knows I have.
You wouldn't go back and change your mistakes?
You know something? Because all my mistakes led me to where I'm at with my family and my kids. And I think if I go back and change that, I would, I don't think I would have my family.
That's such bull crap. I would give all my kids back.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. My son's sitting over here next to me. Poor thing.
Oh boy.
He's a good one.
Hey, but John, I'm going to call you later this evening if I can, because I got some exciting news that I need to tell you. But man, thanks for calling. Cool. I really appreciate it.
Oh yeah, man. Totally.
Bye man.
Bye.
Bye. John's a good man. Very, you know what? I would say probably he is one of my best friends.
Awesome.
To this day, he is a fantastic individual for sure. Real quick, we're running a little bit of time because Matt threw you know what? I should have just let Matt sit there. Matt threw a wrench into the spokes of the bike, and I just went whoa, and then we got ahead. But now we got to go backwards a little bit with the programming. Real quick, let me see here. I got to do this right though, Rosie. So let me make sure that he's teed up here, and you just kind of talk about famous things and whatnot. Okay. Okay. Do that for me. Okay. Okay, Rosie. Okay. Do that for me.
Okay. What do you want me to do? Talk about famous things?
Talk about another story when I cue this thing up. I mean,
you're going to cue something up? You want me to talk right now?
Yeah. I you know, things are trying to be on autopilot right now, and there's so much going on right now. People are like, I got three different people calling me right now.
So in the news,
don't do the news yet.
I thought you want me to talk about
you. You can't juggle. Don't do the news yet. Come on.
Well, I have to talk about a subject. Basically, talking to my son over here about the difference of how kids dance these days. Apparently, it was homecoming weekend this past weekend. And have you been to the clubs lately? Answer in the comments below. Have you been to the clubs lately and seeing what they do, what's going on? Like, I am so old. Like, I can't comprehend what goes on the dance floor in clubs right now anymore. Like, I just can't. I just was like, what in the world? But my son says that now that the guys are all like standing. You said they're standing around and they're like jumping, like just jumping up like that. Do you do that too? You kind
of
like.
That's jump around House of Pain style. That's back in style?
Yeah. Is that what it is? Okay, that's back in style. But have you seen, I'm like, I go and these girls are on each other and they aren't even like, it's for attention from the guys. And it's so weird to me. I'm like, I can never do that out in front of everybody in public. I mean, they are rubbing everything they have on perfect strangers. Yes, I can't. I don't understand it all. Like
I don't get it either. But that was going on.
Have you seen? No, I know. Like I hadn't been to a bar in like forever, and then someone took me on a shoot. It was like, but this is even 10 years ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, why are these girls doing this? Why are people like literally having sex with their clothes on the dance floor? This is. Yeah? Yes. My son's like, yeah. That's what everybody does. It is so weird to me.
Come on, Rosie, dance.
I can't even back it up. That's what they do. That's all it is. Everything is just sexual.
So your son, so I mean, weird. He's not on cam right now, and he's on the mic, but are they, the teachers are not breaking that up?
That's what I said. I wish we had a...
Translate for him, Rosie.
Yeah, he said not really. He said, what did you say? They come through the room. They surf through, but they don't actually stop people. They don't stop them from doing this, but it is so weird. I don't even understand how people take their dignity out on the dance floor like that. Can you please explain this to me in the comments? Like, what happened to just real dancing? You know, just dance.
But you know what? You know what? If I was a teacher, I'd break it down. I wouldn't tolerate that. I mean, these little kids are grinding up on each other. I'm like, hey, you got to stop that now. You're leaving
the
right now.
The girls are rubbing their butt into another guy's crotch.
This is going on. And the teachers are allowing this right now in their public schools?
It, right? He's shaking his head. Yes.
My God. That's all you got to do?
If you rubbed your butt on if a girl rubbed her butt on a guy's crotch in regular school hours, you would all be expelled. True or false? Pretty much.
But that's the problem. These teachers want to be like, they want to be the cool guys.
It's so ridiculous.
But you know what? A lot of teachers have dark, deep secrets.
Oh, God.
And I'm not stereotyping a lot of teachers. Wait a minute. Let me bring that back a little bit, all right, before I get myself in trouble, because I always do this.
Because you know you were hot after your teacher.
No, not at all. There's some teachers that
they're young and hot. They're like 24-year-old hotties running around at the high school.
Yes, there's some teachers that you know, they've got some dark secrets. So maybe they're trying to be cool.
Do you have any hot teachers at your school, Caleb? No, he can't think of any.
I've seen some hot teachers. I was like, man, I've seen some teachers, and I'm like, man, if it was like a badge of
pride to bang a teacher. These guys in school, they would flat out say it. Yeah, I'm totally banging that girl. They might have been 17 or 18.
That's crazy.
They might have been 18, but they definitely, it was like a badge of honor to dance up on your teacher.
All right, so, you know.
Right? He's shaking his head yes, that's how they are.
All right. You know, have some cojones, break up the dirty dancing. I wouldn't care. I would go in there and break it up. For crying out loud. That's going on in schools. My kids would never
major. It's so bad. But he told me, you know, that it's probably the same or whatever that's at a club. Like, they pay $10 to get into the homecoming dance, and then there's no food or drink there prepared, but they do have a DJ. So I guess it pays for the DJ and the lights. And they all just get down and grind. They grind.
All right. All right. I can't. You're going to make me mad here.
Don't boys get turned on when girls rub their butt on their
Okay. Dadgummit.
He's shaking his head. Yes. That's what happens. My kids
are not going to high school dances. That's the bottom line.
You're not doing that kind of dance out in front of everybody, are you?
All right, of course,
please.
He's not going to say that to his mommy.
He's like the sweetest. Come get in the video. Come on the show. Everybody has to see this boy. He's like the best.
All right.
That's not enough.
Hey, hang on. Get in.
Sit on my lap.
Get in there. Go ahead.
Come on.
Show your face.
No. Come on. Be internet famous. You can sit right.
He doesn't
want to
do it. Don't embarrass him. He doesn't want to do it.
Internet famous.
All right. So we got to get to this. The nitty-gritty of the news of what's going on in the world today. So without further ado, we've been doing this new bit because I don't keep up with sports that much, but this guy does. So let's see what that has. Let's see what Austin Woods has to say about sports this week.
First of all, I got whacked about something real quick. Come on. Seriously, new policy rules? We can't swear on YouTube? And come on.
Austin Woods Sports Rant. Austin Woods, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, what's going on with sports this week?
Well, apparently, LA Rams and some 49ers are supposed to be playing in China. And saying, why in the hell is the NFL making two NFL teams play in China? Number one, they have half of money. The U.S. stole all money, so why in the hell are we playing in China? This is the U.S. We should play American games, not Chinese games. They're not going to hire no Chinese referee to come out and play in the NFL. We don't need no Chinese people. They probably can't understand every single word we talk about.
Oh, my gosh. What is
true Chinese
about?
People. I like to see. I love Chinese food, but I don't care about China.
It's so wrong.
I don't care about China.
Hang on there. You can't get political with sports. Come on. People are, you know, you can't mix the two. Come on there. Austin? We love the Chinese Asian people, for sure.
Of course. They got good food down there, but we don't need American
food
and Chinese coming together. We don't need that.
So ridiculous.
All right, what else
guy.
Is going on? What else you got?
The Washington Redskins finally won a game against the New York Giants. Finally.
What's
they
that?
Screwed up, though, which they're famous for that, and they won. So I'm very happy that for that.
So you're a happy camper, huh?
Yes,
Redskins
very.
Win. Well, I'm glad. I'm happy for you. I don't watch NFL, so I'm happy for you that you're happy. That makes me happy that the Redskins won. So there you go. Maybe I'll start rooting for the Redskins because you like them.
Oh, well.
Is that all the news?
That's it.
Thank you, Austin. You're a rock star. Thank you for the sports update. Appreciate it, buddy.
No problem.
All right. There you go, Austin Woods. I love, you know what? I love his sports updates.
I do too.
He goes on these rants and he goes ballistic. He goes crazy
on the Chinese people. I'm so sorry. I want to formally apologize to all of our Chinese friends watching the show.
I start looking like a deer in the headlights when people start talking stuff. I just go.
I know.
I go, is this happening right now?
I know.
Live streaming, baby. Anything happens. Good grief.
In your stream.
Anything going on in the chat?
Yes. Actually, I was going to just read a comment from Michael D. Thomas. It says, the attention entertainment industry is a choice that is very consuming, fickle, unstable, and in some cases misleading. But if we didn't have it, we wouldn't be where we are today. Jeff Adams' lessons from failures and successes are priceless.
Nice.
Nice,
very
Michael.
Cool. All right. So, you know, if you don't know, you should know. And if you're enjoying this program, if you're not enjoying this program, please share this out. It's how we stay alive. Please do it. And there's me acting all crazy with Rosie. But you got to share. You've got to share this program on Facebook to keep us alive. It's just really simple to do. You say, hey, this show sucks. I like this show. Just
share.
Like it. Share it. Share the love. And we love you, too. So there you go. So make sure you do that, folks. Make sure you do that. Just wanted to make that very clear. So with that, I wanted to get to some of the news that we have, I wanted to talk about a little about, you know, me and Rosie have been brainstorming. Rosie?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Are you watching. Checking your Snapchat right now?
No. I'm monitoring the comments in our chat.
You're Snapchatting?
No, Facebook chat.
All right. Well, we've been brainstorming. Now, this first clip I'm going to show you, this is a cool thing I started doing on Saturday night. I just started hanging out on Facebook, and I said, you know what? I'm going to start a new program that's not so structured so much. I mean, this is kind of a loosey-goosey today, but, you know, just hanging out late night. It's almost like the infomercials, you know? You just kind of watch them, and a lot of people enjoy just me hanging out, having no agenda. I'd bring people in, video, people would call in. We had a blast, so I'm going to start doing the show. I don't have an exact date for this show, but check out this little promo. So there you go. Very, very cool stuff. Now, Rosie, I didn't make any promos for this because we're still like hashing out the details with this thing, but we're going to do a...
the video. But why didn't you play the video of the girl with shaking her butt and... It looked like the guy was diving in her butt and all that. Where's that?
That never saw the light of day.
What?
Yeah. You got to learn how to separate things. But, all right, Rosie, we've been talking about doing a show where we go into restaurants, bars.
Yes.
And we kind of came up with a name called Happy Hour.
Yes. This is a new show.
Yes.
Happy Hour. So we're going to be going around to different bars, clubs, restaurants at Happy Hour. We'll be taking you along with us. We'll be doing giveaways, prizes. So be sure to follow us on Snapchat. If you want to follow me at Rosie's Take on Snapchat or at Snap St. Pete. And do you have, and definitely on Instagram at Snap St. Pete. And we will definitely, that's where we're probably going to do a lot of the Happy Hour shows to start off with is downtown St. Petersburg. Also, downtown St. Petersburg is getting a ferry starting in November that you can get on a boat and go from downtown right there on Beach Drive over to the waterfront in Tampa. So we'll probably be doing some shows about that as well. If you want to win, we're going to have different giveaways and drinks and gift cards and all kinds of stuff from downtown. If you want to win or you want to come and visit and you want to be there when we do our live stream shows at the different events and venues, be sure to follow along on Instagram and Snapchat to win instantly. Okay?
Fantastic. And then I'm going to do another show. I was talking about, you know, the whole sponsors and everything. I've thought about it really hard. I'm going to start launching something I'm very passionate about. I get hired out to do a lot of events is with live broadcasting, live streaming. I'm going to start doing a, I haven't figured out a name yet, but it's going to be based around live streaming. I'm going to interview people in the industry and creatives that are using live streaming to be creative and using that as a platform. So they'll probably be like 15 minute streams, but they're going to be more on demand type stuff. But it kind of fulfills a side of me that the things that I like to talk about, and I'm very passionate about live streaming, and I don't really necessarily want to do it on the Jeff Adams Show because people are going to go, but you know, the people that do like live streaming, they'll appreciate it a lot more. So yeah. I'm very excited about some of the shows that we're developing in-house here, and it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be bravo, fantastic. Are you excited about the shows, Rosie?
I'm super excited about the Happy Hour show and the live streaming show, a show about live streaming with live streamers on live stream. I like that.
All right. So with that live streaming thing, we're going to do your little famous intro of the news, and we're going to get to some news topics. And I think we got someone on the phone, and let's play this clip.
Let's do it.
And introduce the news.
Such a great little intro segment there.
Like, yeah, who put that together?
Oh, you're so nice to put all that together.
Yeah. Well, quick, before we get in the news, let's grab this phone call. They've been holding patiently. I think, okay. It says it's Bubba. He's on the caller ID. Hey, Bubba, you're on the Jeff Adams Show. What's going on, man?
Hello, Jeffrey. How are you, Rosie and Rosie's child?
Oh, Bubba. Hey, Bubba. Bubba is what my Bubba is called. So, Bubba meet Bubba.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I want to apologize to Jeff for upsetting the chemistry of his show the other night with the anger and wrath of Bubba at the very end.
Okay.
I said you didn't have to apologize for that, man. Things happen. You know, people take things the wrong way, and, you know, whatever, man. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
I think I misunderstood what he was saying.
It's all good.
There were two people.
You got to stop apologizing about that. It's done. It's water under the bridge, man. So what's going
water
on?
Water under the bridge. I was talking to you. You want me to expound on a little bit about the ghost I have here?
Yes, you were texting. All right. Let's stop right there. I was on a job and fixing someone's microphone yesterday for a live stream out in Tampa, and I'm getting all these texts. And I apologize, I didn't respond to your text because I was working, Bubba. And Bubba's been having this, and we had a whole show on this like last year. Bubba, and you know, Bubba's a, you know, comedian. He likes to joke around, but he's dead serious about what he's talking about. And at first I was like, is he just pulling my leg again? He's been having these demonic things happen in his house for real. So
ooh.
Bubba, expound on what's going on in your house.
Demons?
Well, I don't know if it's demonic or not. It's mischievous.
Mischievous. You have a mischievous ghost?
Yes, and I have witnesses as well.
Witnesses of a mischievous ghost. I want to see.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Come on up. I'll see if I can find a room for you.
I have to be there all night long? What do you mean find a room for me?
I tell you what, if you'll stay here all... I'll find a room for you.
I don't know about
this,
guys. Staying overnight.
I'll lock you in the...
I just want to come and visit.
And I will pay $100 if you'll stay here all night long.
Hey, I don't think pay for play is legal, man.
No, I'm talking about staying in this house without experiencing something.
I love it. Let's do it.
All right, so give us the best story of what's happened at your house recently, and then we got to get into the news. We're running out of time, but give us the two best stories. Go ahead.
Well, you know about the other stuff. Well,
correct.
Here I am sitting here the other night. My son's right here. And to actually watch a blind lift itself and lower itself.
No way.
Way. by the string, and then to be in the kitchen, and there's a, I guess, a water bottle that's probably one-third full, just be slung, just slung off the table, and just slung off the table and down the hallway, slam.
No
from
way.
Nowhere. Way.
Like, and it's then, doing some real, like, ghost. You remember the movie Ghost where he, like, push things, you know, with his energy and stuff. Wow. Call us right now at 818-927-6205 if you have a ghost story. We're going to be taking ghost stories all month long in October. So I'm into this.
But see, the other thing to make it short, because I know you're rushed on time, is first of all, my dog, Buddy Boy, he will stand there and he will bark at nothing I can see.
He can see it?
And he will just,
you think he can see the ghost?
There's something there. There's something there.
Oh,
because
wow.
The hair on his back will raise, and he's not a vicious dog, but he wants to attack something, and we don't see anything. And
wow.
After doing a little research, when the house was being built,
amazing.
A guy was bludgeoned to death.
Someone was killed in the house?
Well, it was under construction, and two guys got here early one morning. They were going to start early, and this guy was bludgeoned with a hammer, and then it went to court, and it was...
Oh, my
really?
God.
Wow.
It was considered to be self-defense because there wasn't a scratch on the guy who had hit the other guy with the hammer. But then... So he was never convicted of anything. I think maybe he got.
So you think the ghost is the guy that got killed?
Yeah, he was bludgeoned to death.
All right, well,
killed, bludgeoned to death. That means. Oh my God!
Yeah, he was hit with a hammer upside the head.
Oh
well,
all this started when I started remodeling my house.
Back into
and
construction.
Then that's when all this stuff,
so the house going
yes.
back into construction brought the construction worker back to the house. He's angry. Maybe he doesn't want
so
you to change anything.
Night.
I don't know.
Well, hang on a minute. What's someone else calling about ghosts? Matt Baxter, are you there?
Yeah.
Do you have any ghost problems in your house? Do you?
Yeah.
Just like Bubba?
Funny.
What's funny about that? He's being serious, man. Did you ever see a ghost before, Matt?
Yeah.
What kind of ghost did you have, Matt Baxter? Bubba's had lots of ghosts. What have you had?
Absolutely.
All right, Matt. I can't take any more of that. All right, Bubba, go ahead.
Well, I think it runs in families, too, because... as I was talking to you earlier, like my grandfather, he was able to see things and pick up on things, and then my mother passed down to me and two of my brothers.
Oh,
and now me and now my son, because he's witnessed some of the same things that I've witnessed. So I think some people have a certain sort of built-in.
Yeah, they have like their satellite dishes kind of pointed in that direction.
Yes, but it skips so many other people in my family. It's hard to sit and explain to people when you experience these things, because it never happens when they're around. You know,
that's wild.
It just never happens. Well, and then
we'll take a picture to last longer. You got to videotape some of this stuff, and then you need to send it in, and we'll play it on the show, man.
That's insane.
But I don't know. It doesn't happen. It's just briefly, Jeff. When it happens, it does. It's not like I have time to pick up a camera and just, videotape it. I mean, I could fake it, but then that'd be faking.
Well,
it, you know?
Get yourself. I mean, you might look like an idiot, but get yourself a little hat and put a GoPro camera on top of it, and you're going to become a ghost hunter. So, and maybe put a sensor motion on it, and you just wear it on top of your head. So when you see something, when you turn your head, it automatically start recording. But I want your son to record that happening when you're doing that with the helmet. I want that footage too.
But,
that's going to be entertaining for me.
Yep. Well, I'll end by saying this. There's some things we don't understand, y'all.
This is true. There are some things we simply don't understand,
and I wish I understood, because then I would understand.
Very good point, my friend.
All right, thanks for the call, Bubba. So
with Halloween coming up.
Yes, it is.
A lot of stuff's real now. Okay, thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you, Bubba. Right, always good to hear from you. All right, so what's going on in the news, Rosie, real quick?
Really quick. Okay, well, we have an exclusive here. Pregnant Janet Jackson debuts her growing baby bump in the rare public appearance at 50 years old. The question to you out there is, comment below, do you think 50 years old is too old to have a child?
Do you, what's the chances of that baby being Down syndrome?
I think they are like a 30% higher chance. I'd have to look it up. When a woman is over 40.
So she could have a baby that goes, wah, boo, bee, boo, boo.
You are beyond wrong.
I'm just messing. All right, what else is going on? But yeah, it's pretty old to have a baby at 50. I mean, your life flies by anyways. So having a baby at 50, so she'd be like, what, 70 when your child's 20.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Well, you would never have the problem of competing with your teenager, because if you're young, okay, let's say like you have a child. So I had a child really early and it was a girl. And so by the time she got into, you know, like junior high school and having like swimming parties at the house and stuff, I was looking, but my body was on fleek. I was like, you know, in my prime, you know, and so that did not work out well. So you won't ever have that competition kind of thing where if you're 70 and you're, you know, whatever, you're not going to be like competing or whatever, because you're way far, far apart in age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what else is going on
in the news
with Janet Jackson's Down syndrome baby? Go ahead. I'm kidding. Go ahead. What else is going on?
So I think that's fantastic, though. Congratulations to her. I wish that I would have waited till I was 50 to start having kids, too. I mean, you can live your whole life and have a great time. Or, I don't know, some people like to be a young mom. Either way,
yep.
Whatever floats you, congratulations and all the best to you. All right, I have a story to read to you here. Apple promises that your iMessage conversations are safe and out of reach from anyone other than you and your friends. But according to a document obtained by The Intercept, your blue bubbled text do leave behind a log of phone numbers, which are poised to contact. So you are poised to contact and share this, and I can't read it. It's not written exactly right, but
That's a straight copy and paste off the website.
But that doesn't mean anything.
So basically, what they said earlier about, hey, you're safe, is it's not true at this point.
Well, apparently there are some potentially sensitive metadata that can be shared with law enforcement when compelled by a court order. Also, every time you type a number into your iPhone for a text conversation, the messages app contacts Apple servers to determine whether it's a routine conversation, when it says, determine whether to route a given message over the ubiquitous SMS system represented in the app by those green text bubbles. So basically, you can text back and forth just over Wi-Fi if the phone number is just to an Apple person.
Right.
But if it's not, it turns blue. That means they're like on Android or something like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've always known, though, I don't really see what the big deal is. I've always known that all of your phone numbers and every phone call you ever make and every text you ever make,
but it's,
is not safe. I always knew that.
It's trending on Facebook, so that's why I picked it. All right, real quick. Hey, you're on the Jeff Adams Show. Who's this? Hey, you're on the Jeff Adams Show. Who's this? Maybe if I have the answer. You're on the Jeff Adams Show. Who's this?
This is David Oliver Willis. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. How's it going? David Oliver Willis from American Idol. How you doing?
It's going good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I'm well. Now, you can...
Doing well.
Now, you've called a little bit late in the show, but that's all right. We'll take your phone call real quick. But obviously...
I was getting a haircut.
Yeah, all good in the hood, man. but you've had some fame. I mean, you've been on American Idol three times. Have you ever gotten really upset with somebody that has taken off and you have not yet to fly?
Somebody that's taken off?
Yeah, do you get jealous? You ever get jealous when you're like, man, their career's doing this, this, and this, and I didn't get the same?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's very natural. It's like, I'm not a super competitive person, but I'm kind of competitive. And then when you listen to, like, people's projects and some stuff that takes off, and it's like, you're proud of the people that you're very close with, but the ones that you're not so close with, and you see some stuff like that, it's like, kudos to you. But
I know, like, one time I interviewed Bo Bice and talked to him about that.
Oh, cool, yeah.
And I talked to him about how he's felt cool that, you know, his career is, like, okay. But, like, I mean, I think he works, you know what I mean? He does, you know, get gigs. He does gig for a living. But nothing compared to the stratospheric proportions of Carrie Underwood, you know? He gets second place, well, and that's
Carrie Underwood's Carrie Underwood's a different thing. Like, that's my baby. But we can't bring her into this thing. Like, but
I mean, I love her, too. I'm just saying that's how I can only imagine how he must feel as well. I know he loves Carrie and supports her and that whole thing. Yeah. But you can't help but think, oh, my God, could I have – but you know what? A person's career is going to be a person's career, no matter who won or whatever. But – you know, sometimes we get jealous, though, don't we?
Man. We do it. We're humans. If we're going to be honest, we do get jealous about stuff like that.
David, I wish you had called earlier. We got like 30 seconds to wrap, man, but I appreciate you calling. You got to call in another time. Or, in fact, you got to just come in the studio play some dang songs. That's what you need to do like last time.
Why don't you come? Tell me when. I'll be down there.
Yeah, come and be a part of our happy hour show in St. Petersburg.
All right, now hold on, see, because I'm driving, but I'm going to open my calendar. If you hear some horns honking, stuff like that, then that's on you.
I will send you some dates, man. How about that?
Yeah, send me some dates. I don't want to hurt nobody.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Very cool. David Oliver Willis. I wish you would have called earlier because he's...
Yeah, he's great.
He's, you know, when I go out in the Mount Dora and hang out at my folks' house, I hang with him a lot. He goes and plays these different bars, and he is just a friggin' talent, and it's sad that, you know, he's still... You know, I mean, but he's making good money. He's told me he's making like $60,000 a year, $65,000 a year playing bars, Rosie. That's a pretty good deal.
Well, I know. That's what I said. Bo Bice is gigging for a living. And David is, you know, if you can get the show and you can at least gig for a living and you're making decent money playing songs at night, you know, it's like, okay, it's hard to complain.
And it's all good in the hood. We're out of time. We thank you. The chat room, I was trying to interact with the chat, but something's going on my phone. So if you were chatting to me, I apologize. We had people monitoring the chat, but it's just not a very busy day from what it looked like. You know, on the audio feed, it looked like we had some good interaction. But outside of Facebook Live, I don't know until I look at the replay. But if you did, if you're watching this on demand, thank you for your support. Put your hands on the screen and send me money. No, I'm kidding. You don't have to do that, but we'll see you next week here on the Jeff Adams Show. Thanks a lot, Rosie, for hanging out.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us.